as I said, this is Telling Tales with my guest, Mr. Bill Mark. He's in the studio tonight, and he has something to tell us. Want to tell us what's going on with Wishka 98?
I will. First of all, happy Poetry Month, everyone. Welcome to April. Very, very happy that April's rolled around again, although it's very, very busy, what with, you know, Folk Festival and the As If Improv Festival, and by the way, Wishka 98 events and such. So yeah, it's a busy month.
Lots to do.
Lots to do. And hopefully this Friday, those folks who don't have something already on their calendar can come out to the university, University of Alaska Southeast. We're doing the April Slam in conjunction with the Sound and Motion series out at UAS this week. So Friday at 6:30, our sign-ups. And the open mic's going to start at 7. We're going to be at the lecture hall, Egan Lecture Hall out there.
And you have a theme?
We do have a theme. Old Growth is our theme this month. I'm going to be hosting myself with the lovely Katie Bosler. Really looking forward to the event. Come on out. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it does sound like fun. I am looking forward to it, as is another wonderful poet in town, Miss Amy, is going to be accompanying me. So I hope you hear that, Amy. You can't back out now. and now the theme, Old Growth. I think old growth, I think trees, I think forest. What do you think old growth?
Oh, gosh, you know, I hadn't really thought about that. And the first thing that comes to mind to me is, you know, forests around here, but could go a lot of different ways with that. Maturity, being older, looking back, and when you were not such a ripe age, maybe.
Things you've
learned coming down the road, branching out maybe, getting to your roots. I think there are a lot of ways you can go out on a limb. I can make a lot of bad puns, too, if you want.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah.
But you're right. I think you're right. When you and I are in a similar age class, let's just go there.
Oh, you're very kind.
And what I see when I do go out, venture out into the world, like, you know, go to work, go to shopping, whatever, I see a lot of young people, and I look back and try to remember, what did I do when I was in my 20s? And it's kind of funny, but it seems that they're, you know, sort of making some of the similar same mistakes, doing some of the same goofy stuff, and you just kind of go, yeah.
I remember.
I remember.
I see that, and I didn't get to do much at the Folk Festival this year, but I see that when I go to the Folk Festivals. It's so vibrant, and there's so many young folks there, and I can remember going to those events and staying up until all hours and just celebrating the whole week, and it was a great time, and I cherish that, and I hope the folks that go, and they seem to, every single one I see and talk to seems to really enjoy the event and makes the most of it, and it'll give you memories to look back on when you get to be the, you know, our ripe old age, right?
Exactly, I agree. The things we know now, though, that we didn't know then in our 20s, like, you know, naps really do rock.
They have more value now than they did back in the day.
Very much so. That's how we can stay up really late now. But, you know. But, no, I think that's great. I'm looking forward to hearing some of the themes, because you have such a diverse group of poets in this town. They are from one age spectrum to the other.
Sure.
So that'll be really interesting to see, because when you're at a certain age in your, I'll say, 20s, you tend to not look back as much
until
you're at least, I say, in your mid-30s, and you start looking back and wondering, the things I knew that I know now that I wish I'd known
then.
That's
what I remember about being in my 20s and early 30s. Everything is now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look too much ahead, and you certainly don't look too far back. So
no.
It's really about being in the moment, which is something that I you know, we try to do all the time. And I think those folks who are, you know, again, the Folk Festival is the only analogy I can think of right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the music, you're in the moment, you're just enjoying it, and whatever happens, happens. But right now, I'm where I need to be. So
That's very true.
And you'll see some of that, too, at the university on Friday. You know, it's nice to go into that environment where it's the youthful folks, a lot of great poets are out there.
Right.
Really looking forward to see what comes up to the microphone on Friday. Very excited.
Yeah, that'll be really good. That's one of the events, I think, that happens in town, besides Folk Festival, where you get a lot of people in different age groups in the audience.
Everybody
seems to have that same fun, but respectful, you know, attitude about what's going on stage, and you know, everybody's just very attentive, and I just think that's great. You know, there's no age in the room kind of thing.
That's something that Wish Canada is really proud of. I mean, we don't see age, we mm-hmm. don't see color, we don't mm-hmm. see gender. It's all about the work and the experience, and again, we want to encourage that, and anybody who comes to the events or participates, we're all in this together.
Exactly.
Let's just, you know, share our experiences and learn from them and just move on.
Right.
It's great. And the venue is so much fun
there
at the university. It's just a great, great place. I can't wait to get there.
Yeah, it's all about the words, and I think that's wonderful. And on that note about words, we're going to take a little music break, but then Mr. Bill is coming back to give us some poetry. Stay tuned. Telling Tales with Ms. G and my guest, Bill Merk. We're back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G here at 104.3 KTOO. And I have Bill Merk here in the studio with me, and he has a wonderful poem to read for you. It's titled The Forgotten Madmen of Ménilmontant by Frank Stafford, after Jacques Prévert. Mr. Bill.
Oh, thank you for that. Again, your French is much better than mine. I just discovered this poet in the last week or two. I was looking through the latest edition of American Poets magazine, and there's a little article on him, Frank Stafford. Do not look sadly at days gone by, days below days like a river running under the stars. Do not listen to the blues or speak often with priests. Do not think the rich women enrolled in the College of Nightfall will always smell the same way. Every time the tree works, the leaves dream. Every time I carve the dead wing, my name in the dark lamp of the outhouse, I said every time I cut my name in the old wood rotten as a tugboat, I know I am always with you. Every time the schoolboy's bad moon douses blood from the virgin stone thighs, I know I'm handsome and young and drunk, eternal as a weed. It will not smell the same every time I open a bottle of wine and see a snake doctor under my bed. I know there is something coming and eternal, like taking off a white coat over the body of the dead. Poets have done this before. Poets have made love and gathered at the cheap joints. They've cut their fingers toasting one another's death. Poets have made love and remained thick. They've gotten cold feet at the crucial moments when left alone with the students with sad eyes. Do not die in the winter time, for there is no okra or sailboats. It will not smell the same, that twig of blood or the chiffonier. Do not listen to hunting dogs in autumn or tie flies for the small lips of desperate friends. Poets have done this before, and they've wandered off alone and unheard of to bury the call of their own stillborn. Like a voice, the odor has changed. Dust under the hooves of a horse, running side by side with the fog, a book in the hands of a fool. Cheese and fish and spinsters are the body of the poet, for the poet does not eat black bread, he gives it to the poor. Every time a mare throws a foal in an exile's country, I know I am with you, a gun in the hand of a fool. The poet forgets, in remembrance of you, he is the lunatic's left-hand man, on Sundays the acolyte of the moon. He is night, following other nights, the eyes of the blind, the stranger your wife leaves with when you're still talking with your youth, stowed away on the ship of death, and it will not smell the same. Every time I see a young man tuck his knife back in his vest, I want to say forget it and drink. Thank you.
Thank you. That was beautiful. The Forgotten Madman of Ménilmontant by Frank Stanford after Jacques Prévert. That was just amazing. A lot of visual.
He's a very visual poet. He was very, as my understanding is, he was very much into film. Mm-hmm. And photography and just putting scenes together, and that poem is just filled with images for me.
It really is. It really is. I can't wait to hear more of his poems from his book. As soon as you get that book.
As soon as I get it, I will share it with you. Absolutely.
That'd be great. Okay, so we're going to take a brief little moment here. We'll give you a little music, and then we'll be back with some more poetry. And I've got one by Nikki Giovanni. Please stay tuned to Telling Tales with Ms. G with my guest, Bill Merck. hello. We are back with Telling Tales with Ms. G here in the studio with Bill Merck, our Poet Laureate of Juneau. And now it's my turn to give you a poem in this wonderful month of poetry. And I found the one. It's called Eagle Trippin' by Nikki Giovanni. I was born in the Congo. I walked to the Fertile Crescent and built the Sphinx. I designed a pyramid so tough that a star that glows every 100 years falls into the center, giving divine perfect light. I am bad. I sat on the throne drinking nectar with Allah. I got hot and sent an ice age to Europe to cool my thirst. My oldest daughter is Nefertiti. The tears from my birth pains created the Nile. I am a beautiful woman. I gazed on a forest and burned out the Sahara Desert. With a packet of goat's meat and a change of clothes, I crossed it in 2 hours. I am a gazelle so swift, you can't catch me. For a birthday present, when he was 3, I gave my son Hannibal an elephant. He gave me Rome for Mother's Day. My strength flows ever on. My son Noah built a new ark, and I stood proudly at the helm. As we sailed on a soft summer day, I turned myself into myself and was Jesus. Men intone my loving name. All praises, I am the one who would save. I sow diamonds in my backyard. My bowels deliver uranium. The fillings from my fingernails are semi-precious jewels. On a trip north, I caught a cold and blew my nose, giving oil to the Arab world. I am so hip, even my errors are correct. I sailed east to reach west and had to round off the earth as I went. The hair from my head thinned and gold was laid across the 3 continents. I am so perfect, so divine, so ethereal, so surreal. I cannot be comprehended except by my permission. I mean, I can fly like a bird in the sky. That was Ms. Nikki Giovanni giving us Eagle Trippin'. That is a wonderful poem. And I wish I could make it into a bumper sticker.
She is a woman who knows herself, absolutely.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, so, Mr. Bill, you call you Mr. Bill, and people are probably thinking about Saturday Night Live, that character.
Boy, I hope there are some people who remember that. we're dating ourselves a little bit.
Well, we're in that age group.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
So, before you do your next poem, I wanted to ask you to give another shout-out to what's going on this Friday.
Sure.
For anybody who missed
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And then I'll give you this.
Okay.
You
want
to do number eight.
Got it. I'm gonna get that going. You go for that.
Sure. So again, the Wishkanut AA group is putting on our April open mic and poetry slam in conjunction with UAS Sound in Motion. It's an honor to partner with them. We've done that the last 3 years. This is the first time we've been able to partner during Poetry Month. Very excited about that. So we're going to be out at UAS at the Egan Wing Lecture Hall this Friday. I'll be co-hosting with the lovely Katie Bosler. Sign-ups are at 6:30, open mic at 7. We'll try and get done by 9:15 or so. You know, all ages, all abilities, all the time. Come see us. Come have fun. It'll be fun to play.
That's great. And you're also going to be on the radio again on Thursday around 3:15, right?
Yeah, I talked to Jeff Brown earlier this week, and we're going to be on a Juneau afternoon, Katie and I. I think Katie's going to make it. So
Okay. We'll
talk a little bit more about the event at that point and something special that's happening next month.
Wonderful.
That I don't have all the details on yet, but
okay.
Just put a little teaser out there.
Yeah, that'll be great. So tune in Thursday, the 16th of April, to hear Bill tell you more about what's going on with Wishkanut AA. So, Bill, you have another poem, and we have a poem queued up. Which do you want to do first?
Let's do the one on Christie's disc, if we could.
Okay, so we're going to play Christy Name Erickson's CD, How to Tell If a Korean Woman Loves You. And we're going to play I Can't Wait to Be an Old Asian American Woman with music by John David. Enjoy.
Can't wait to be an old Asian American woman. I'm gonna only buy clothes that actually look good on me, and I'm gonna wear high heels to the supermarket. I'm gonna carry hot sauce in my purse and put it on my grandchildren's grilled cheese and tell them it's good for them. I won't let young people put my photo on the Facebook. I'm gonna let anyone who offers carry all my groceries, and I'm gonna leave unsolicited advice on my receipts and consider them big tips. When it is too dark, for a 1:30 in the afternoon, I'm gonna legitimately cancel all my obligations. I'm gonna pour boiling water over a humble bag of tea and thank the gentleman who picked every sweet leaf. Thank the driver who carried boxes of them across the country over yellow fields and bad radio stations. Thank the store boy who held each one for an eighth of a moment, gave them a number, and placed them on a bright shelf. Thank the table for holding my scribbles, my spices, my sight above the ground. Thank my nose, all the foods and flowers and men it still holds on to. Thank my wrinkled fingers, my extension cord hands, my unoiled wrists for infinite sons of labor. Every eye they dot, every chin they've held, every fist they've ever been locked in. I'll lift a fresh cup to my aged lips and I'll fold a kiss into it. Just as I've kissed sentences and sons and steel blades all across Asian America. And I'll do nothing else but sit in my favorite chair and let all my migrant muscles rest along every shaded Korean bone in my body. And I will think only lovely things. I will be old enough then to know how to take care in a revolution.
That was Ms. Christy Name Erickson's I Can't Wait to Be an Old Asian American Woman. The music was done by John David, and that's off her CD, How to Tell If a Korean Woman Loves You. Great pick, Bill.
I loved it. I haven't heard that for a while.
She is awesome. Okay, so you have another poem for us, do you not?
I can do one more, sure, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm not shy.
No, I know this.
Another poet that I've recently discovered who I've just fallen in love with is Alberto Rios, and he wrote this poem called On Gathering Artists. We are cobblers of the song and barkers of the carnival word. We are tailors of the light and framers of the earth. We fish among the elements and hunt the elusive green in gray and blue. We drink forbidden waters and eat an invisible food. In this time of electronic mail and facsimile conversation, we send as our voice the poem, the bridge, the circuit, the cure whose electricity is made from dreams, whose song is sung in the colors yet unnamed, drawn from the solitary etudes of the soul, and given up in tender to the world. How easy to spend a day writing a poem, how hard to spend a life writing a thousand. A poem, a bridge, a story, a circuit, cures, laws, bowls, the warp and weave and waft of iron and paper and light and salt. We labor for a lifetime, but take every day off. Who knows what to make of us? We are not the rib cage, but the legs. We are not the steering wheel, but the headlamps. We gather happily, if not often. We can't sit still. We hurry off. Goodbye to us. Hello to us. A tip of the hat to us as we go about the drumming of our stars. Alberto Rios on Gathering Artists. Thank you.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Wow. I'm going to have to look him up. Now, we're going to take a little music break. We'll be right back with a little more information. And this is Telling Tales with Ms. G. And my guest, Mr. Bill Mark. Hello there. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G. I'm back with Bill Merck here in the studio. And just to let you know that we have been reading you poems for Poetry Month. I wanted to thank Mr. Bill for coming in. Did it again. Thank Bill Merck for coming in. And really appreciated him reading all those beautiful poems and inspiring me to read Miss Nikki Giovanni.
Always a pleasure. Always an honor. Thank you so much. You're so supportive.
Oh, very. I am a patron of the arts because, you know, I don't really have artistic talent. I just like to read stuff. So I'm going to continue to do that. And on that note, I told Bill about this. I got carried away today. I wanted to find a poem to read on the air, and I found Miss Maya and Angelo. And I wanted to read The Lesson really fast, semi-fast. I keep on dying again. Veins collapse, opening like the small fists of sleeping children. Memory of old tombs, rotting flesh and worms do not convince me against the challenge. The years and cold defeat live deep in lines along my face. They dull my eyes, yet I keep on dying because I love to live. That was Miss Maya Angelou's The Lesson.
Thank you for that.
Yes, I really enjoyed that, and I have never heard that poem by her before. And I had one last thing to say that I told Bill about today. I was reading about the author from Uruguay, Mr. Eduardo Galeano, who recently passed away. And he wrote a book called The Open Veins of Latin America. And now, although he didn't write poetry that I'm aware of, he did have some wonderful quotes, and one of them is, "The church says the body is a sin. Science says the body is a machine. Advertising says the body is a business. The body says, I am a fiesta." I really can relate to that. So
I like that. Short
that
and
nice?
Sweet. That is lovely.
I did like that. So we're going to sign off, give you a little music to take us out. And this has been Telling Tales with Ms. G. And I've had Mr. Bill Merck in the studio with me today. Don't forget to check out Rouge Canadier this Friday out at UAS in the lecture hall. And opening door is 6:30 p.m. and it gets started at 7. So go get your feet wet with some poetry.
All right, we'll see you there. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.